Excuse me, sir. Is this a good time for you? Thank you. I just wanted to tell you that I finished putting together your binder for next week's meeting with Energize. You know, the German sports drink company you have a partnership with? It's all right, sir. You don't need to apologize. I understand that this week has been busy for you. If it's any consolation, I also brought you some more coffee from that coffee bar downstairs. Little cream and sugar on the side. Well, I would think so. I've been working here for over 2 years now, so of course I have to know how you take your coffee. Also, I color-coded the binder for you according to document type, to make review easier for you. You're very welcome, sir. So on that note, I'll leave you to it. Oh, you want me to stay? Well, don't you have that meeting with the poster company in 20 minutes? You usually don't like to meet with anyone else before a meeting. You can make an exception for me. Be careful, some of the other staff might get jealous. May I sit? Forgive me for asking, sir, but is everything all right? Your desk just seems quite cluttered, and I organized it 3 days ago. No, don't apologize. I only ask because you're usually so organized. Oh, I figured that's what it was. A man as busy as you can have his rough days. As the head of his own marketing company, I figured you'd become burnt out at some point. It happens to all of us. Oh, thank you, but you really don't have to thank me for my work. I am your secretary, after all. It's my pleasure to work for you, sir. Work with you, then. You're probably the best boss I've ever had, if I can be honest. Most of the CEOs and managers I've had get on power trips and treat their staff so poorly. But not you. You care so deeply about all of the employees here. Teamwork is so important to you. And I've never seen a CEO so adamant about mental health, except for your own. And I've never seen a CEO so adamant about mental health, except for your own. Well, may I speak freely, sir? I've noticed that you haven't seemed like yourself lately. You're usually very on top of things, and you show up earlier to work than me when I start at 9 a.m. Lately, you've been showing up later and forgetting things like meetings and phone calls, and it also looks like you haven't been getting much sleep. Your eyes look so tired. I understand. Like I said before, being the CEO of your own company can be a headache and quite tiring. I can't imagine the amount of stress you're under. And while I'm glad to be of some help to you, as I said earlier, it truly is my pleasure, sir. Truly. No, don't apologize. I wanted that as much as you did. I was hoping the first thing you'd do was kiss me when I walked in here. It is weird, isn't it? It is weird, isn't it? We've never displayed any kind of affection during work hours, have we? As long as we've been secretly dating, we've always hit in PDA after hours. So I guess it doesn't really count as PDA. It's still so strange that I don't feel any ounce of guilt for this relationship with you. And I should, shouldn't I? You're my boss, and I'm your secretary. I work for you. And yet, that fact only makes me want to do this more. I'm glad you feel the same. And I'm also glad you love my new bra so much. It's the push-up one with the flowers printed on it that I saw at Soma. You know, when we went to the movies last week and I saw it in the window, I went back to get it for you. I was hoping you'd notice. Yes, the panties too. I can show you if you'd like. Yes, we've never done anything like this with people here, but no one is going to come in here. Yes, we've never done anything like this with people here, but no one is going to come in here. When your door is closed, people know that you need privacy. Call it a personal meeting with your secretary. Now, would you like me to take off my clothes, sir? Of course, whatever you want. First comes the blouse, and then the skirt. First comes the blouse, and then the skirt. How do I look? That's the reaction I was hoping for. Your hard dick pushing through your slacks just for me. Oh, sir, look at you. You twitched when all I did was brush it with my fingers. You must be so pent up, so frustrated, so fucking horny. You know, I do have another occupation that I didn't put on my resume. Yes, I was a trusty desk pet for years between my other jobs. I did such a good job sucking and fucking in between lunch breaks that I've been told that I need to make it my profession. Maybe I can use some of my skills on you. I know we haven't gotten to the point of sex yet, just lewd photos and whatnot, so we both know what we're packing. But maybe we can start right now, unless you want to get ready for this meeting. I thought so. As you wish, sir. Let me just get you out of these pants. Oh, wow, sir. Your dick is so much prettier in person. So big. So thick. And hard for me. And all of this pre comes so quickly. All of this is for me, sir? Then don't mind if I do. You just relax for me, okay? And make as much noise as you'd like. Your walls are soundproof after all. Don't close your eyes, sir. Please. I want to see you while I gag all over this cock. Don't I look so good on my knees for you? You've imagined this, haven't you? Maybe while I'm wearing one of my tight pencil skirts that you always stare at? Or one of my pretty blouses that you'd like to rip off? I can do this more for you frequently. I can do this for you more frequently, you know? Perhaps. Permanently. I can be your good little desk pet, always servicing you under your desk while you do your very important CEO work. Just imagine your pretty little secretary fetching you coffee, taking your calls, scanning your documents, and eating your dick in between lunch breaks. Anything you want, sir. Anything you need. You gonna come for me, sir? Oh, please go ahead. I want it too. I fucking need it. How I've imagined so many nights about getting your cum in my mouth, and down my throat, or maybe all over my tits, and there'd be so much of it that it drips down to my pussy. Or would you rather I turn around and you stroke that perfect cock until you cum all over my ass? Or maybe, my face? Do you want to see my pretty face dripping in your spunk, sir? Your moans have gotten so much louder. That's so fucking hot. It almost makes me want to come too. Yes, of course I'm wet for you. I've been wet for you for a long time, sir. Ever since we met during that job interview, and I got a sniff of your expensive cologne, I was done for. I have an idea. Do you mind if I sit here in your lap? Thank you. That feels nice. Now that my legs are hooked over your hips, I can... grab myself up against that dick. I never thought feeling it against my panties would feel this good. Don't worry, sir. I pack an extra pair of panties and baby wipes everywhere I go. You never know when you need a little alone time to decompress. Yes, I am a little slut. Your little slut. All I do is rub my pussy to the thought of you. Do you think of me too? Do you beat that perfect fucking dick to the thought of your sweet little secretary? Fuck, please kiss me. I can't seem to keep quiet. I need your lips to keep me quiet, sir. Fuck. Shit. That's the reminder I set on the calendar for your meeting. It's supposed to go off 5 minutes before. You still want me to come? You're right. There's no way you'll be able to focus if you don't get your nut. We'll have to make it quick then. You think you can come at the same time as me, sir? It's what I've always imagined. Of course. I'll give you everything I have, sir. You just focus on giving me that load, okay? Fuck. Yes, sir. Yes, come for me. Please come for me. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's quite the mess, sir. Luckily, you have me here. I'll clean it all up for you. Oh, wow. That was something. A good something. A perfect something. You were amazing, too. That was better than I imagined. Well, except for the clothes. There's usually a lack of them in my fantasies. So there will be a next time for us? Of course, sir. I have to be there to relieve your stress whenever you feel it. You just give me a call. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get cleaned up and get back to work while you get to this meeting. Until next time, sir. Thank you.